I'm Pastor Lauer from Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at this same time. Our Savior's is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. That's just across the street from Franklin Elementary. Sunday services are at 8 and 10:30 a.m. During this pandemic, our services are in our parking lot. Drive in, listen, and receive with us all the blessings that God has to give. For John, the disciple of Jesus, who became the apostle of the Lord, who became the evangelist, the writer of the fourth gospel, and 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, those letters, and then of course now the book of Revelation. For John, everything that Jesus said and did rolls back to that night when he was betrayed. In his gospel, John has four chapters of what Jesus said there, and our text comes from there. But for John, it all rolls back to one phrase. God is love. To say that differently, John is telling us that only when you get to know Jesus can you really discover what true love is. You won't find love like that anywhere else in the world. Everything else we call love is really just a reflection or a shadow of the love of God for us in Christ. I don't mean romantic love. All kinds of people do experience that. The kind that gives you the tinglies, you know, at that first kiss or holding hands. And I don't mean the brotherly love. The love shared by brothers and sisters, family members, or friends, co-workers that you have shared experiences with. That also people do experience. But that's not the kind of love we're talking about now. Instead, the kind of love we mean here is the love which bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. That's the kind of love we're talking about now. That kind of love never ends. It's the love that Jesus is talking about when he says, "No greater love has anyone than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." And so it's the love of God which moved our Lord to give his life in exchange for ours. And sadly, tragically, many people have never seen that kind of love or even know that it exists. This is the good news from God in Jesus Christ. God not only knows you by name and everything about you, but he even loves you with that perfect love in spite of all your faults and your shortcomings and your imperfections. And this is what we learn only through his Son, that the love of God for you is so great and so perfect that it is personal and complete and without any limitation. Now, I say that you can't find this anyplace else on earth, except maybe one place. It's just a coincidence that this text falls on Mother's Day. Fathers experience this kind of love a little bit too. And you learn to see it from your mother. And certainly when a woman becomes a mother or father, a man a father and so forth, you experience these things. Let me explain it to you this way. Babies. You know, babies can get that particular smell about them. You know, the one that says they need a new diaper. And before you have kids, you go, "Oh, gross." You have kids, and what do you find yourself doing? To see if they need a new diaper. Even though they stink, you love them. I'll never forget the first time, or maybe I should, but the first time that Katie, as a baby, threw up on me. You know, I'm wearing my nice black preacher's shirt with a little white collar in my suit, and whoop, comes out everything that she had for breakfast. And it's amazing. You don't think of that first. You think of your child. Are they okay? And then you wipe yourself off. And then maybe you start to smell it. But you didn't until all those other things were taken care of first. You love that child in spite of where they've been or what's in their diaper. So it is that perfect love from God is for us. When you were a child, God's number one way of teaching you that love was through your parents, particularly your mother. And then when you become an adult, God's number one way of showing you that kind of love that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things, the kind of love that never ends, is through your spouse. But that'll have to be for another sermon. When you're on your best behavior, when you're clean and well-dressed, when you're behaving yourself and you're putting your best foot forward, when you're attractive and helpful, and there's something in it for others to be nice to you, at times like that, it's pretty easy to figure out why others are being nice. But what about those times when you're not very attractive or clean or well-dressed? What about those times when you're not very lovable? Or when there is no good reason why anyone should pay any attention to you? Who's there to love you and care for you then? They're the people who truly love you. That's what true love is. It is unmerited, undeserved, unreturned favor. Even when what you really deserve is just the opposite. And maybe, in fact, quite probably, you've never experienced that love in your life. At least, not in knowing that it's for you from God. Sadly, so many people are still trying to get on God's good side. They're trying to do something that would merit them God's favor. They're trying to get His attention in a good way. While all along, God is trying to tell them that He's already there for them. That He's already involved in their life. And that He already loves them. Others are still trying to hide from God because they're afraid of Him, as though He doesn't know they're sinners. Oh, God hasn't seen that sin yet. Let's keep it back here and hope He doesn't notice. God knows the sin. He knows you, the sinner. And He loves you anyway. That's the point. Jesus runs across all kinds of sinners. Some really open, clear sinners. The undesirables, if you will, in society. And He loves them anyway. He doesn't ignore the sin. That's something to discuss. But it doesn't keep Him from loving the sinner. The problem is not that we don't deserve God's love. His love is already big enough to overcome that. The real problem is that we don't really believe when we hear it. We still doubt, we still wonder, can God really love me? We're still trying to save ourselves, and that's something that we struggle with for as long as we're still in this world. But listen to the good news again. God already knows that you don't behave yourself like you should. And He loves you anyway. God knows that you don't always feel that you're loved. Your life is not always full of joy and happiness. He knows that, but He just keeps on loving you. God knows you don't have it all straight in your head. And that there's lots of things you don't understand about Him and about life. Things that He told us that maybe we should know and understand. But that's not a reason for Him to stop loving you. True love, the love which is yours from God through Jesus Christ, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. God's love for you never ends. Now, this is not an excuse for us to give up on thinking and feeling and behaving properly. We really should start to act like the children of God, which we are. But it does mean that our biggest barrier to heaven is our own stubbornness, our pride, our refusal to simply let God save us. And then believe and trust in Him to do it. Likewise, it's also that same stubbornness and pride which keeps people from fully loving one another as God has loved us. You see, once you realize just how much God has loved you, it's a lot easier to love others. If you haven't seen the love of God in your own life, you can't share it with others. You don't know what it is. But once you realize just how greatly you are loved by God, it's easier to start loving others in that way. Not perfectly yet, but to start. It requires complete and unconditional acceptance. Not that you have to like everything that others do. Certainly God doesn't like a lot of the stuff we do. But that we love and accept them as they are now. Just as our Savior loved us and accepted us, what is it Paul said? While we were still sinners, still stubborn, prideful, even rebellious toward Him. So, you will love your spouse best, and as God would have you love them, when you accept them, even though they're not perfect, even when they're not everything you'd like them to be, but you love them anyway. Learning to love your spouse in spite of their issues and knowing that they do the same for you is one of the best ways to show and experience what the true love from God is all about. Learning to accept and care for and help your quirky neighbor, or those people at work who just don't seem to ever have a clue. You'll never get that kind of love back for them, maybe. But learning to love them anyways is learning to follow Jesus. Or as they say, to walk in His shoes. And if we could teach our kids just one thing, if we could convey just one thing to the people around us, if our congregation could convey to our community what we're all about and what it really all means, is to show them this complete and total love which God has given us, which is also for them. Give them Jesus. That is, show them Jesus in how you love them. And you'll be giving them God's love. You'll be showing them something they can't find anyplace else. You know, churches are trying to be lots of things to lots of people. But the only thing that we have to offer that nobody else does is the unconditional, total, complete love and forgiveness of God in Christ. That's what we give them. And if you can show that to a child before they go through all those troubles of life to know that they are loved by God, if you can show that to a young person, a teenager, a high schooler, that God knows they're not perfect, but unlike their friends, He loves them anyway. If you can show that to young parents struggling just to get enough sleep, or to the older person wondering why they're still here on earth, if you can show them the love that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and never ends, you'll be giving them Jesus. And knowing that love, they will trust in Him, which is faith. Look, if God wanted all the unbelievers dead, He could see to that without any help from us. Our job is not to pick out unbelievers and throw them out. If God needed us all to be perfect, if that's what we were here for, to all be better people, well then, we're wasting our time because no one's ever going to measure up. What God does desire is for everyone to hear and see how He loves them. And His plan for the world to see and hear about God's love through us. That is how He brings people into faith and saves them. By the Holy Spirit at work through us who are living by His love. And this is what the one holy Christian church is supposed to be about. That's what this congregation and every congregation is here for. To proclaim the love of God through Jesus Christ. Not just for the world, but for you. And again, this is all that we have to give up that they can't find anywhere else. If we are to grow in faith, hope, and love, then we must know where it all begins. It begins with Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who loved us and gave His life for us, that we might one day be with Him in His perfect kingdom forever. To Him be all glory and honor and thanks and praise now and forever. Amen. If you'd like to know more about our Saviors in Mankato, you can find us on the web at oslcmankato.org.